The first woman to win an Oscar for a movie score has written her first opera, The Little Prince, with music by Rachel Portman and libretto by Nicholas Wright, is having its world premiere at the Houston Grand Opera. It's based on the beloved French children's book. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports.
Rachel Portman says to write, she needs total solitude. The same applies when she talks about music.
Joy.
Sure.
Do you understand?
That's okay. I'll be back in a half hour.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Fine.
Portman insisted the Houston Opera publicity staffer leave the room before answering any questions.
It's being able to really concentrate and really think. I always find it hard if there's a noise or if there are people around or, you know, any kind of distraction.
Portman wrote The Little Prince at home in London in what's been described as her soundproof basement office with a 6-inch thick vault-like door. The opera's first notes were composed in an almost equally isolated spot, on a camel, she says, 2.5 hot, hard days into the empty Sahara.
I needed to go and hear the sounds of the desert. And I felt I really couldn't write the music for The Little Prince without knowing that, without having been there, and without having been in that vast space with sand and sky and stars above you. I decided that the best thing to do, was, as I was experiencing the desert, was to just try and begin writing.
The Little Prince's story begins when he's discovered in the desert by a pilot who's just crashed.
So they told me to apply myself to history and grammar. I never asked them why. And when I could choose my own career, I took the path that brought me near. I fly.
The opera is based on the classic children's book from 1943, written by French aviator Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Composer Portman, who won an Oscar for the score to Emma and received nominations for Cider House Rules and Chocolat, says she'd longed to compose for voice. And with three young children of her own, she wanted to write a children's opera, because she says there are so few.
Another hugely important thing was deciding to have a child, boy soprano, in the lead role and not, you know, a young female singer. You know, that would have killed it, because for children, there's nothing to see. There's no connection.
The Houston Grand Opera found its Little Prince in 11-year-old Nate Irvin from Minnesota.
If that flower has bent in stars with the sky, then he will see the blackness that he'll cry, and so will I.
The young soprano had already performed in Giancarlo Minotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors and Aaron J. Kernis's Garden of Light, both written for children.
Usually it's like, you know, you act and you pretend to be someone, but this has more of just become, like, 10 minutes before, it's the Little Prince. I become the Little Prince. So it hasn't actually been as hard as I thought it would be. It's just, it came pretty naturally. Everyone was like, oh, you don't walk like Nate anymore. You walk like the Little Prince. And I didn't even notice it. It was just, I guess, this came more naturally than other things.
The Little Prince recounts the pilot's encounters with the sensitive boy from a planet the size of a house. The innocent, observant child learns of vanity, greed, generosity, love, and death from characters he meets on Earth and in space. It's a tale well-suited to Portman's lush, melodic style, says Francesca Zambello, who directs The Little Prince.
I've done many world premieres, and many of them I have found have satisfied such a minority of the public, and I am interested in satisfying a majority so that they keep coming back. The melodies had an accessibility. I hate that word accessibility, but it is true. It's something that accessibility means to me, something that goes straight to the heart, and I found her music did that.
Thank you. Most critics who heard The Little Prince praised the music. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram said it may enter the international repertoire permanently. But Toronto Star critic William Littler isn't so sure.
This is closer to Broadway genre music. It's closer to Andrew Lloyd Webber than it is to Giacomo Puccini. Great music? Far from it. Effective musical theater? By all means. It's as though everything was going to sound nice. And I think that this has an extraordinarily high quotient of niceness, which sometimes leads to diabetes in the end.
Composer Rachel Portman says, if anything, she aimed for the bittersweet.
I always try and veer away from pure sweetness because I don't like sweet myself. I'd rather have it tinged with something salty or something more than that, more than one level.
The opera's fine as is, says Houston Grand Opera director David Gockley. After all, he says, it is a sweet and innocent story.
It can exist with sweet and tonal music. I happen to love it, and I see the way audiences respond to it. I mean, I don't care whether it is passé or over-conservative or whatever. I mean, we have an objective of moving our audiences.
The Houston Grand Opera performs The Little Prince through June 22nd. Then it goes to Milwaukee, Santa Fe, Tulsa, and Boston. The Washington, D.C. and New York City operas are also reportedly interested in staging it. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.